Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
So now I want to lift him up and thank God for what I found. I came to, yeah, no other reason, no, but to lift him higher, so much higher, yeah. See, I came. God has been so good to me. He washed my soul and he made me clean. He gave my life a brand new start. So now I want to lift him up and praise God with all my heart. I came to, yeah, no other reason, yeah, but to lift him higher, so much higher, yeah. See, I came to magnify, yes, to glorify, just lift your hands and sing. He is worthy,
worthy of all my praise.
Yes, you are. You're worthy, Lord,
worthy of all my praise.
Yes, you are. You're worthy, Lord,
worthy of all my praise.
Yes, you are. You're worthy. Never will I
cry out in my praise.
He's worthy, yes. Sing, never will a rock
cry out in my praise.
He's worthy, yes.
Come on.
Sing, never will a rock
cry out in my praise.
He's worthy, yes. Sing, never will a rock
cry out in my praise.
He's worthy, yes. He's worthy of all my praise. Never will a rock cry out in my place. He's worthy of all my praise. Never will a rock cry out in my place. He's worthy of all my praise. Never will a rock cry out in my place. He's worthy of all my praise. Never will a rock cry out in my place. He's worthy of all my praise. Never will a rock cry out in my place. He's worthy of all my praise. Never will a rock cry out in my place. He's worthy of all my praise. Never will a rock cry out in my praise. He's worthy
of all my praise.
Sing, I came.
I just came to
glorify,
I just came to
praise.
come on. Let me hear you give God a shout this morning. Come on, y'all can do better than that. He's our King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hallelujah. 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 Mercy, you have given, given freely, with intentions, you designed me, your forgiveness, never ending, when I fall at your feet, and you tell me, I am forgiven, I have been given another chance, there's no condemnation. Sufficient to cover my past. Your love is more than enough for me.
Come.
With your loving, loving kindness, you have drawn us to repentance. Ever reaching, you pursue us. We are moving with a purpose. When I fall at your feet, and you tell me I am forgiven. Oh, yes, I am.
I have been given another chance.
There's no condemnation. Grace is sufficient. Sing, I am forgiven. Oh, yes, I am.
I have been given another chance.
There's no condemnation. Your grace is sufficient to cover my past. Your love is more than enough. More than enough for me.
Come on, church. We have so much to be grateful for. We have so much to praise our God for. No matter what's going on, no matter what despair that we see, we have to remember that we serve a righteous God, that we serve a loving God, that we serve a God that will forgive us, that we serve a God that continues to love us. So we have to know that no matter what we do, we can still lift our hands and give God the praise. We can still lift our hands and give God the glory. Why? Because he's a God that loves us. He's a God that forgives us. He's a God that takes care of us. So what I need you to do today is I need you to sing this with all your heart. Sing this with all your mind. Sing this like you mean it. Sing it. Come on. God of another chance. God of another chance. Nothing can separate me from you. Come on, y'all. God of another chance.
God of another chance.
Nothing can separate me from
you.
God of another chance. God of another chance. Nothing can separate me from
you.
God of another chance. God of another chance. Nothing can separate me from your love. God of another chance. God of another chance. I am forgiven. I have been given another chance. There's no condemnation. Your grace is sufficient. Sing, I am forgiven. Oh, yes, I am.
I have been given another chance.
There's no condemnation. Your grace is sufficient to cover my past. Your love is
more than enough for me.
Come on, if God deserves your praise today, let me hear you say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. know that God is a God that loves us. So in turn, we love each other. Hallelujah.
Tells me so. Little I see.
would rather be.
There's no place I would rather be.
There's no place I would rather be. One more time, sing it.
Set a fire down my soul that I can't contain, that I can't control. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God.
Come on, would you tell him this morning in your own words that you desperately desire to have more of him in your life? God, more than anything else, we want you, God. God, if there's anything in our life that we have more of than you, God, we pray that we would decrease that and increase you, God. God, that you really would put something down on the inside of us. Lord Jesus, that you would set it on fire. That God, it would burn deep on the inside of us. And God, that that would control us. God, not money, not fame. God, not anything else, but that, that you put on the inside of us would control everything we do in our life. In Jesus' name. Can I tell you that a few weeks ago I was at a youth camp and we were sitting around a campfire and they began to sing this song, Set a Fire Down in My Soul That I Can't Contain, That I Can't Control. And a young man got up and he said, hey, I think I have something to say. And so we let him say something. He said, you know, I think we sing this song, but our actions prove that that's not true. And I began to think about it. Begin to think about what he said. We're saying, God, set a fire down inside me that I cannot control. Can I tell you what's more comfortable? God, put a fire in me that burns hot when we're at church, but it burns kind of down low when I'm at work. God, put a fire on the inside of me that burns really, really hot when I'm around my Christian friends. But God, when I'm around my other friends, will you just turn it down just a little bit? And sometimes we act like we don't want a fire that's out of control, consuming everything it comes in contact with, but we want a fire that we control the thermostat. So that, God, this is my time. I've got my downtime right now. I'm going to turn that fire down just a little bit. Hey, God, I'm at a movie. I'm with my family. I don't really want to go and talk to anybody about Jesus. I'm going to turn that fire down. But how many of you know God wants to put a fire in us that really does control every part of our life? So, Lord Jesus, this morning, God, I pray that you really would put a fire down on the inside of us. God, and we pray that it really would be a fire that we can't control, a fire that we can't contain, God. God, put a fire on the inside of us, like what we read about in the Bible. God, a fire that dictates every move that we make, every decision that we make. God, what we do with our time and what we do with our money, God, let that fire control our lives. God, forgive us sometimes for losing sight of what it's really all about. God, forgive us for that. God, forgive us for being distracted by other things, by going in different directions. But God, I pray that you really would stir something up on the inside of us, that it really would be something that we couldn't contain, something that we couldn't control, God. God, we don't want to have our hand on the thermostat, turning it down and up and down and up. God, you control it, and you just turn it up. Turn it up in our life, Lord Jesus. God, as a few months ago, God, we prayed that you would break apathy in our life. God, I pray that you would continue that work. Continue to break the apathy in our life, Lord Jesus. And that we would think not just about us, not just about our families, God, but about other people too. And that, God, our fire would consume their lives. God, that our fire would touch and change their lives, God. So, God, with that in mind, we bring our movers to you. Lord Jesus, these people that we have put their names on this card, God, and they desperately need you. God, I pray that our fire would ignite something on the inside of them. God, the fire that you're putting inside of us that we can't control, that we can't contain, God, let it rub off on them. God, let us open up our mouth and talk to them, Lord Jesus, so that they would make a move towards you. God, we pray that we know that nobody comes to you unless the Spirit draws them. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would begin to draw them. Lord Jesus, that you would draw them in. Lord Jesus, that you'd begin to convict them of their sin. And Lord Jesus, give us the opportunity to witness to them. Give us the opportunity to ask them about their relationship with you. And that, God, we would witness to them. And that we would share our faith with them. In the mighty name of Jesus.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.